returned. So, I had to fix my lights, I'm sorry. They almost killed me if you weren't here for the last 5 minutes. I had my own mystery to solve. I leveled up. Anywho, I solved my mystery. I leveled up. I got an advancement. All right, so.
I have devised a new recipe.
A new recipe. All right. So as you are all waiting patiently for Taurus, you see Adasasi's getting a little bit more nervous as time is passing. And then finally there's a ding on the... there's a doorbell ring. It's very soft and gentle compared to, like, what you imagined it would be for, like, this big house. And she just goes, finally. And then she walks over towards one of the intercom systems and she clicks on it. Yes. And then you hear Taurus just go, and then she goes, good, get in. And then she pushes a button and then walks back over towards you and starts looking again for
the
container.
I don't know why. I have expected Taurus to just run his van through the house. What? And then she has to constantly fix it, you know? I don't know. It's just in my brain. I just can't picture that. Just to annoy her.
No, she would probably kill him.
Laura was like, huh, I was expecting something more with mad scientists.
Mad scientist?
Nothing.
She looks confused.
Like, I think she was expecting, like, weird science to try.
I thought you were just going to teleport him in or something.
No, I meant the doorbell.
Oh.
Oh, right. Yeah, see, there you go.
She looks confused. It's just a doorbell.
Yeah, Lorelai, it's just a doorbell.
Yeah, Lorelai, it's just a doorbell.
Some people have custom doorbells.
You have a custom doorbell at your home?
Bougie.
Yes.
What is it?
It's Pup. It's this Pup yelling.
Someone's at the door!
She actually, you see her soften a little bit, and she goes, what is Pup?
My brother.
Fascinating.
He likes chocolate.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to experiment on him.
Why would I do that? She looks a little bit hurt by that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lorelai.
Just Laura's reaction to that. Oh no! Just stop.
You hear the door open, and you all see Taurus walk in, and he stops.
We know.
I
would sure hope so.
Damn.
If not, I would be in trouble.
I mean, Taurus, I had no idea you were part of the Foundation.
Shit! He just sighs. And then Anastasia looks towards you.
Cat's out of the bag.
Anastasia looks towards him and then immediately holds out her hand. And then she starts doing, like, the gimme motion. He goes, oh. And then she starts to... He starts to kind of look through the bag and he pulls out a piece of paper as well as a small bag. And she takes it from him and opens the bag. And she smiles. Thank you. And she starts walking. And he just looks towards you all. I didn't know you knew Anastasia.
Long story.
Very long story.
Hmm.
Incredibly long story.
She is a charmer.
Yeah. Is she now?
Yes.
In her very own way, which is very unique.
I enjoy her company. She's very smart.
We know. She was our teacher for a bit.
Oh. Oh, that was that mission she had.
Hold on.
He just nods a bit. And you see Anastasia just kind of, like, move out with a large backpack, as well as a few other strange contraptions that she starts to kind of put onto a table.
Excuse me.
And he looks towards it. And then he looks towards her, and then she just kind of puts her fingers up for a moment as he's about to say something, and then he closes his mouth. And he just watches her for a moment. And then she nods and looks towards him, and he goes, so you're making a containment system? And she nods, yes. And then he nods. Okay. This isn't like the last one. And she goes, no. He goes, okay.
Wait, like the last one?
Your bag.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant last one as in you tried to do this before to the bees.
I really hope it wasn't something alive.
I've never made one for something that's alive. And she looks towards you all.
Okay.
All right.
Good to know.
Carry on.
Why?
Nothing.
I'm confused.
Well, the last bag of holding, we were kind of curious if we could carry a live person there.
Why would you do that?
Curiosity.
I can understand that. She nods.
I was going to try to, stick myself into Ash's bag, but I was talked out of it.
Good, you would have died immediately.
Man, what a dab in the way to say goodbye to Iggy. Sorry.
As I said, there is no oxygen within the bag, so you would have died immediately.
Gotcha.
Well, no, because there is an intense amount of suction as well. Yes, you would have died immediately, and she just nods. And Taurus just kind of looks towards her. Stop thinking about the ways that you could die. And she just thoughts, sorry. And then she looks back towards the books and items on the table. And then he looks towards it and says, I don't know if we could make one that can hold a living thing. I mean, we could try, but we'd have to test it on things to see if it would work.
That's not a bug.
That's not a bug? Is that what you said?
Test it on a bug.
Oh, test it on the bug.
Something small. So, like a bug.
So, we could get the bug.
Don't. It's like he just whispers to Ash, don't suggest the rat. I think that's a really bad idea.
What? No, I would never suggest. Iggy.
Percival? She looks up.
Yeah, Percival.
Percival would be fine.
Really?
First of all, his name is Percival. That's cute. Second of all, you're okay with that?
First of all, I have many rats. Percival is one of them. Second of all, Percival is a very special rat.
In what way?
It is a monster.
And monster rat.
And let me guess, it's immortal.
No. That's ridiculous.
Right. Yes, of course.
Because, of course, that's where we draw the line,
Oh, yeah. The things we've seen, yeah. We've seen dolls come alive. We've seen foxes that send us through time. But an immortal rat, yeah, that's silly. Ridiculous.
We're shit living under a lake throwing swords at people. I mean, it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
He just crosses his arms, like, kind of indignified.
And then she kind of moves upstairs, and you see her actually... grab something out of the cage, and then she starts walking down. You see Percival in her hands. He is a brown spotted rat, and she just kind of places Percival down onto the table, and she just kneels down next to it, so they're kind of eye level, and she's not speaking with him. She's just quietly watching him, and then she nods and she looks up towards Taurus. He said he'll do it, and he just nods. Okay, well, that's weird, but all right. Tell Percival.
Rat whisperer.
Then he looks towards her. Oh, you didn't know she could do that?
I knew she had a kind of special bond, but I didn't know she could understand them.
He nods.
Never mind understanding them. It's okay with this?
She looks towards you. They are okay with this.
They got it.
She nods.
Ash, puts a hand on Lorelai's shoulder. Goes, I hate this. I couldn't care less, but the body that I'm in likes animals a lot.
So basically Ash is reacting to you?
Ash's brain does not like this idea. I couldn't give two shits. But Jesus Christ, I am freaking out right now.
A clay on the Audi Bay in front of the iron this day.
English?
He looks towards you all. I would never put Percival in harm's way.
Okay.
Well. Percival trusts me with the utmost confidence.
Okay, good.
Would you like to hold Percival?
Yes, please.
Sure.
She'll walk over and she'll place Percival into your hands. Cup. And she'll help you cup your hands and put Percival in them.
You just did the most... inaudible squeak comes out of
you see
him.
Percival just kind of sit up on back legs and just kind of look up towards you.
What is this feeling?
Lorelai couldn't help but just snicker at that.
And then she
have the uncontrollable urge to protect it with my
Percival,
leg?
Starts to kind of lean forward and sniff at you. And as you move a little bit closer towards him, he licks your nose.
All right, my turn.
Iggy's just like,
Ash is in like utter tears right now. And he hands Crystal over to Iggy.
First of all, just kind of like leaps into your hands.
And just,
I love how you did the same thing as it. Sorry. Cup.
Aww.
First of all, just kind of like stands in your hands and just kind of like sniffs and then licks your nose as well.
Oh, why couldn't an info muncher look like you?
And then she goes, Percival, bow. And then she's just kind of like talking with him still. And you see Percival just bow. And then stand back up.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I have my heart right now.
Fucking Jesus.
You see Taurus.
My knees physically just buckled, okay? Jesus Christ.
You see Taurus just kind of look towards the rat and look towards her. Can we focus, please? And she just goes.
Right. Sorry.
I'm talking to her, not you. You're fine. She just kind of smiles a little bit. I just wanted to see what they would do.
I take Percival from Iggy, and as I'm handing them back to Anastasia, I'm like, you're a good rat.
Percival just nods towards you and then hops into Anastasia's hair.
Lorelai, like, goes over and says, like, has a shoulder on A and goes, so you hate this, huh?
I totally hate this. This sucks. This is not my black and shriveled heart. This is ashes and I hate it.
You see Taurus start to write down something and then holds it out towards her and she just kind of looks over and then she'll actually hold it towards her shoulder, and you see Percival stick his head out. And then he looks towards Anastasia, and Anastasia just kind of nods. Percival agrees, and then holds it out back towards Taurus, and he nods. Well, good. I'm glad he agrees. So, and he looks towards all of you. I need components. I'm sure you were warned in advance.
Okay. As is, like, composing himself. All right, what do you need?
And he'll hold out a strange list of herbs, and you can see some like small knickknacks, like a watch battery, and like a milk frother's motor, and like a whole bunch of different little things.
Does that do specifically a milk frother's motor?
Yes.
Where would we even get one of those?
From a milk frother.
I reach into the bag.
Okay, go ahead. Roll for preparedness.
Because why wouldn't Ash have one of these in there?
You have one.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
You pull out a milk frother.
Boy, does he.
I pull out
the
Cadillac of milk frothers.
It's a very fancy milk frother. You almost don't want to take it apart. Nice one.
Why does Ash have one of those?
I don't know.
I know. I just look at Lauren and I just shrug without a word.
Look, sometimes he needs to make a cappuccino and
and you see Anastasia walk over and take the milk frother from your head and goes, oh good, it still works. And she starts to walk.
You wouldn't have to have a watch in there, would you?
I reach in?
Go ahead and roll.
Why not? I mean, why wouldn't he? Clearly he does.
He's got a motherfucking Rolex. That's a fancy ass watch.
All right.
Oh, shit, it's still ticking too.
You want to use the Rolex, really?
Torres will take it.
Oh, okay, never mind. You are. All right, all that's left is the herbs. Biggie just slowly turns to A.
I slowly looked at the bag. There's no possible way.
Roll preparedness and a -2, please.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
I swear to God.
No, I do. I do a 10. Yeah, that's with the -2. What the fuck? I think A is perplexed at this point. He has no words. He is just holding the bag in one hand, the herbs in the other.
I'm going to do a thing here. You see A pull out the bundle of herbs, and they're wrapped neatly in a ribbon, and then you also see a tag on it. A, the tag says, Elizabeth, do not touch.
I won't tell her if you don't. Also, why does she have her herbs in Ash's bag?
Ash is just way too perplexed to answer at this point. He just blankly and dumbly turns towards Torres, hands him the herbs, and goes, if anybody asks, we never read the tag.
What tag?
Exactly.
Slowly takes them and looks them. And then he'll, like, slowly walk towards Anastasia and hold out the herbs towards her.
I kind of go back to, like, Laura and Iggy. I'm like, it's for a good cause. She won't kill us, right? This is for
and just
cause.
Like in Life is Strange, this action will have consequences.
Oh, no.
Well, let's be clear here, bro. You would be the object of her wrath in that case.
Hey, you feel your blood go cold.
Elizabeth will remember this.
And
she's
so,
not even here right now.
I know. you see Torres unravel the ribbon and start to place the herbs in a different sections, and Anastasia, you see, moves to a different kind of mentality, and she starts to immediately move certain things gently into a container, and she starts to turn on different Bunsen burners and starts to make some sort of pressurized liquid, you know, that kind of moves through the herbs and then boils there for a moment, and then a strange color actually comes out from the other side into another beaker, and she takes the watch battery, the watch battery and the motor, and she actually places them within the liquid.
Iggy's just watching, like, he has no idea what's going on, so he's just observing.
Ash is just, like, stroking his chin, like, but he has no idea what's going on.
And then you see...
He hears the explanation in Ash's brain, but he doesn't comprehend what exactly is happening.
I will say, out of character, Ash has no fucking idea what's going on either.
That's what I'm saying, like...
Yeah, Ash's brain would be like,
I think Ash's brain would understand the concept
I think it would understand the actual liquid part, but like, as soon as the
he would understand the distillation process, yeah,
but as soon as the frother went in and the freaking watch battery, it probably was like,
that's not how science
works.
A is hearing the explanation of the basic portions of it, yeah, and it's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You actually see whatever the liquid is, it actually dissolves the watch battery and the motor from the milk frother. And then she just kind of nods as it starts to turn this different hue. And she just nods and she pulls it out. And she looks towards Torres. Your turn. And she'll pull it out towards him. And he'll just sigh and go, this is the only reason you call me over. And I'm getting a little tired of it. We have to have our movie nights again. And he'll hold out his hand and take it from her. And then you see him. Oh, yeah, we like to watch movies. We watch Star Wars at least like 6 times. And then she just nods. I really like Star Wars.
See.
She nods, and he moves his hand over the glass, and he just kind of moves it in a circle, and you hear a strange whisper come out of his mouth that you can't understand, and then he kind of throws something in there, and it poofs, and you see it turn clear, and he holds it back out towards her. She looks at it, and she takes a sniff of it, and she nods. Perfect. And she starts to walk. And he just kind of watches her, and then looks towards you all. Oh, you've never seen this shit before. That's weird. Anastasia is probably the reason I'm in business.
She's like your number one customer?
No, half of the weapons that are in there were made by her. Well, it's a collaborative effort.
Oh.
He nods. And then you see...
That explains so much.
Sorry, go ahead.
That explains so much.
What did you want to say, Ash?
I was saying, I think... Understand like the rudimentary parts of alchemy.
Roll a sharp move.
Okay. Like, I'm sure he doesn't know this whole process.
No.
But I wonder if he understands
the rudimentary.
Yeah.
The barest of bare rudimentary things, yes.
Okay.
But a lot of it's not clicking in your head. The way that she's doing it is so calculated and quick.
Yeah, this is absolutely fascinating. That part, the alchemy part, is absolutely fascinating to A. Mm. Even if the mechanical parts, the engineering parts, are like Greek to him.
Yeah. And you see her start to come back with a spray bottle filled with, it looks like water. And then she looks towards the backpack and she nods and she starts to spray the backpack. And then she puts the bottle down and she looks at it. She just watches it. Then she looks at her watch. And she looks at it. And then Torres looks towards her. And looks towards it again. And he looks towards her. You forgot to tell us how long we're waiting. And she goes, my mistake. We're waiting 5 minutes. And he goes, thank you for the insight.
Oh.
So, are you guys just upgrading the bag?
The water, and he just uses quote fingers, the water that you saw her spray is the chemical concoction. It turns it into a pocket dimension.
Oh. Okay.
So, that's liquid black hole?
Yes, more or less.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie. What happens if you spray somebody with it?
They would probably die.
He takes a step back.
Yeah, just
Torres goes and grabs the spray bottle and moves it more towards him.
Not funny. Not funny. Mm-mm-mm. Where I am not a cat. Do not spray me with that.
I'm not holding it like this to scare you. I'm doing it to show you that you're safe and I'm not going to let anybody spray you with the bottle of water. That is not really water. And then she nods. If you were to spray it on an individual, they would turn inside out. And then she stops. Oh, don't paint pictures, Anastasia. And Anastasia looks. Sorry. And then she looks back towards the bag. 3 more minutes.
I nudge Laura with my elbow and go, hey.
It's...
Nods over to the spray bottle. Holy water.
No.
You hear Anastasia just go,
Anastasia would be a fan of puns.
Of course she would.
And then she just nods. She goes, it's done. And then she'll grab the bag and she'll like shake it once and then start walking over towards one of her kind of air hoods and place it in there and close the glass over it. And then she looks towards you all. And then she starts looking around quickly. And then she'll look towards Torres. And then she'll point towards her own glasses and he'll go, right, you need goggles. And he looks towards all of you. And then he'll pull out, like, his bag and you see him pull out, some goggles for all of you and holds them out towards you.
Hang on. I gotta try this if that's okay.
Sure.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, of course. Jesus!
For some reason, you have the same pair as he does.
Yes, I pull out at the same time as he does, in fact. Nope. No thanks. Got my own.
Those are mine.
Wait, how'd I pull... Ash.
I'll just take the one from Taurus.
Enos, you better give that back. He'll point towards you, eh?
Right. Okay, so why did we need to put goggles on?
And then you hear from Anastasia, turning it on, and then you see the lights turn off, and then there's a large blue flash of light that happens for like 5 seconds, and then it stops. And then the lights go back on, and you see her glasses actually had shifted to that same color that yours are all, and then it shifts back to that same color as she kind of wipes her fingers over it. And then she starts to kind of, like, pull out the backpack.
He's just, like, blinking, like, constantly, like, how come I can taste blue?
That's a side effect that it will go away. And then she starts to walk away. If it doesn't, please tell me.
Does blue taste like?
I assume blue raspberry.
Doesn't taste bad, yeah. It's like blue cotton candy.
And she nods, and you'll see her place the bag down, and she'll place Percival onto the table. And she'll look towards Percival, whenever you feel ready. And Percival just nods towards her, and actually just zooms into the bag. Then she just kind of watches.
Lorelai just has this, like, surprise look. She's just kind of looking at the bag, like...
So if it wasn't an enhanced bag, how long would that thing take to kill it?
If it wasn't
an enhanced bag.
Oh, it would be dead. Percival would have been dead in a moment.
Gotcha. Wow.
Probably before the full head reached inside.
All right.
The bag would actually suck the creature in.
Lorelai just kind of goes...
All right.
Packs away.
Come on, Percival. Let's see you come out of that bag.
You see Anastasia open a bag, and then she pulls out a notebook from her breast pocket of her lab coat, and she starts to write notes. And then she just looks towards Torres, who nods towards her as he starts to kind of open some pockets. And he just kind of states different things as she writes them down. And then finally, you see him pull his hand in, and you see him pull out Percival, and Percival just bows.
He just starts clapping.
I think when Iggy starts clapping, Ash like hesitantly starts clapping too.
I like to imagine they both turn to lore.
Laurel, I just looks at both of you like you're idiots.
You're no fun.
Percival just jumps into Anastasia's hair again, and she just nods. You have your containment device.
Great. Step one done.
Make sure to bring it back, please.
After when it's full of info munchers?
No, after you drop off the info munchers.
Right. Okay.
Got
it. So, she stops, and you see Torres just go, no. And then she looks and looks a little sad, and he goes, they're not your pets. You cannot have them. And then she just looks down.
Normally, it could be sympathetic, but he really hates to look at those things.
Little winged Kirbys.
No, nope, those are freaking bees, and those are bugs, and Iggy hates bugs. We've established this multiple times already.
All right, so you're heading to the library. Shall I give you a ride in my van?
Please, yeah, to the old archive, apparently.
No. All righty.
Ash, what about your idea with the whole book thing?
He turns to Lorelai. Oh, yeah, right, about the book.
Oh, yes. Wait, we need a book. We were going to try to lure them in with a original edition Lorelai poetry collection.
You write poetry? She looks towards you, Lorelai.
Yes.
I like poetry a lot.
I'll let you read some sometime.
Kind of smiles at that.
This is embarrassment.
That would be nice.
Iggy whispers, that's like, maybe she should have Abby read some also. Oh, crap. Lorelai could hear that.
Yeah, Lorelai, you hear Iggy say that.
Lorelai looks at Iggy and goes, do you have to say that to the audience in the back?
Iggy just pauses.
Neither the audience in the back because I didn't hear what he said.
Iggy just pauses and starts heading for the stairs.
Yeah, because Lorelai was about to punch you.
I put a hand out. I'm like, we're all counting on you, Lorelai. Puts his hand on Torres' shoulder instead.
Let's get to my house.
Sure. He just nods. He starts walking out with you all. Alright.
I can't be slick when I realize Laura like can do shit.
Fuck, I said that with the werewolf here.
I keep forgetting.
Frick, she has really good hearing.
How does Iggy keep... Oh, wait, it's Iggy. Keep forgetting, right.
Exactly. Oh, wait, it's Iggy. Because
he's Iggy.
Alright, so you head on your way to Lorelai's house. Lorelai, because I already put this in canon, see Abby's car outside.
Oh, right!
Because you said you would help train her.
I thought we were still on the next day.
Nope, barely.
Oh, no.
He's like, just like... Elbows Ash.
Ash elbows like you back.
Lorelai just gives a look of surprise, like, what is she?
Abby looks towards the car, and then she just kind of waves a little bit.
We'll be right outside.
Way outside.
Yep.
Lorelai just.
I don't know what's happening. Torres looks towards both of you.
We'll tell you later.
Sure, I guess. This is weird.
Lorelai immediately runs inside.
Okay.
Do you just ignore Abby?
Yeah, Abby.
She goes, hi, Abby. Abby. Be right back.
Okay.
Hi, Abby. Bye, Abby.
She's oh, okay. And she just waits.
Lorelai goes into her room. She's kind of like throwing some purse.
And then you hear Pup in the background, like you hear Pup coming from the hallway. Your girlfriend's here.
She's not my girlfriend.
He wiggles his eyebrows towards you and then runs.
She's not my girlfriend.
So now Ash and Iggy are stuck with Abby outside, like. So, have you been?
Fine.
What are you doing here?
Well, since I found out I'm not just a ghost, and I take the form of a dog, I thought maybe Lorelai might be able to help me.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I was here for?
Silence!
You can literally hear the gears turning in Iggy's head right now. Like,
boy, it's double time because it's like in Ash's head too.
And I have become the cat with the knife meme again.
We're trying, like, how can we go about this without adding more to the awkwardness?
I have become death the destroyer of worlds. So how's it feel?
Yeah, he's ignoring that.
What?
How's it feel, like, being a grim thing?
Yeah.
It's only different?
I mean, I don't know. I guess. Because I'm a dog. So yes. Why are you guys here?
We just had to take care of something.
Oh.
You had to stop by the library.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I guess you're kind of technically part of us now, so we're going after a thing.
Oh, a thing. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, it's already?
Yeah.
You guys literally just helped Stella.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We gotta boost Iggy's reputation as a hero and all.
Oh. Okay. Cool.
Lorelai, at that point, it's like, she's still kind of looking around the room, but she finds the book she needs and comes downstairs.
Okay, you see Sienna's holding Pup upside down and just kind of shaking him. Stop making fun of Lorelai! And he's just like... Ah, ah, ah,
ah. I love this image right now.
I just imagined it.
As Lorelai comes out of the house, I just point and go, oh, there's Lore again.
Abby looks towards Lore. Hi.
And I pull Iggy and go away. Whoop. Yoink.
Hi.
Before you do, Lorelai throws a book at one of your heads. One of you two.
Well, we'll meet you at the library then.
I mean, if this isn't a good time, I can come back tomorrow.
No, I'm pretty sure me and Ash can handle this.
You ruined that book. I will kill you.
I think you should probably go with them.
No, oh, we got this. Fine. We got this.
Hey, Lore. Which one of these should we go with? I'm just like thumbing through the pages.
Go to page 9.
All my friends are idiots. Who are you talking about here?
Yeah, couldn't imagine.
I don't think that's a poem.
It rhymes though.
Nah, sorry. Go to page 10.
Oh. I'm trying to think of a really like stereotypical like poetry title, but I am drawing a blank.
Abby, she's not shabby? Wait a minute, what?
No.
That's not what it
says. Nice try.
I want you to make up something. I can't think of poetry at the top of my head.
You're fine.
Uh-huh.
Here, hold on. I got you. Give me a second.
The tears of a rhododendron.
Jesus.
Hold on. I was sitting here the entire time trying to think of like a good poem, and I'm just like, it's not going.
Oh, I don't like that laugh.
Oh no.
No, I'm just laughing at the way you guys are talking.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing at you all.
Okay, yeah, we're hilarious.
I mean, yeah. Well, I invited you to my tabletop game or something.
He just like says, like,
sleep is when I hear the flowers weep.
You see a poem that says, a little marsh plant, yellow green, and pricked at lip with tender red. Tread close, and either way you tread, some faint black water jets between, lest you should bruise the curious head. And there's more of that, of course.
Iggy looks at that, and then turns back to the old, like, my friends are idiots poems. What are you talking about here?
I'm more curious about this one.
Yeah. Who are the friends that are idiots? Anyway, okay, so we'll meet you back at the archive?
Yes.
All right.
Also, just in case, for reference, that was the beginning of the poem The Sun Dew by Algernon's Charles Swinburne. So, just so it's referenced.
As they're going away, all you hear is Eggwald, Eggwald?
What?
What?
Why are you calling my name?
Say my full name, man. Right, I told you.
No, look right here. Check it out. It's
Eggwald, Eggwald, total dummy. Wait, what?
That's not even a good poem. You guys are coming up with making her into the shittiest poet ever. Poor Lorelai.
This is not a reflection of Lorelai's actual poetry ability.
Absolutely not.
We're just idiots.
Yep.
They're just making it up on the fly.
Iggy, Iggy, empty head. The hero who thinks he's dead.
Oh my god.
That was actually better.
That was actually pretty good. That might be a poem. I don't know.
You think she's talking about different Iggy?
Nah, that couldn't have been you.
Iggy, yeah, you got to be red.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, god.
Oh, wow, that's the next line right there.
So, Lorelai just, you see Abby look towards you. I mean, like you said, we could do this another time.
No, I kept a promise, and I'm going to do that.
Okay, well, I don't want to take away from whatever it is. I mean, you're probably saving the world or something. That seems a little weird that I'd take away from that, so.
Those idiots can handle it.
You trust them to save the world?
Well, maybe not the saving the world part, but I expect them to at least get the research. I mean, Ash is pretty smart.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're going to mute ourselves.
yeah, okay. She just kind of nods a little bit. Sam is laughing way too loudly. I can hear him through the door. I mean, we could just do a little bit then today, and then maybe in another day.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
That works.
Sure. I don't know how this is supposed to go, though. I mean, I was able to turn into the Grim once on my own, and now I can't do it anymore.
So, I'm pretty sure what happened to you was just a spur of the moment, and you didn't know because you weren't really yourself.
He nods.
So, I guess where we can start is trying to figure out how to find your way of shapeshifting.
She nods. Maybe. Well, what do you think of when you shapeshift?
So Laurel, I had to think for a second and try to remember. So I guess when all werewolves are a little bit different, but of course you're a Grim, but I guess it'd be the same method. When I shapeshift, I think of what a wolf would look like. Think of fangs and claws. And then I try to imagine how to change into that form.
Is that straightforward?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I could try.
Go ahead and try.
She nods and she closes her eyes and she starts to kind of just sit there for a moment. And then she kind of opens one eye and she just sighs. I don't think it's working.
I mean, if you're like Sienna, who could just do it naturally without even trying?
Wait, your sister?
Yeah.
She could just do it whenever she wants?
Yep, she's really experienced. I guess that takes from her being older.
Wow.
Pup can't even control his.
He can't control his?
Nope, we've been working with him on it.
Oh, well, that's good, at least. What does a kid werewolf look like when they transform?
Just a little puppy dog.
Oh, that's cute. And she just kind of smiles.
Lorelai just kind of chuckles at that.
I'll have to see if I can maybe transform and train with him maybe one time or another. That'd be fun to see him like a puppy. He's very energetic. He came out for a second and kept telling me that you'd be back soon. I think he was worried I would leave.
Probably. It's Pop's weird. Him or Santa could have just called.
Oh. I mean, I could have texted you, too. She just smiles a bit.
Yeah, it's not your fault. family should have just kind of given me a notice. I would have been home a little bit quicker than earlier.
Though I will say, he was a little silly because he kept pressing his face against the window.
He does that.
Yeah. Like, he does the full face. Like, he puffs out the cheeks and everything.
Yeah, if that's him, you should hear him when a doorbell rings. He's like a dog.
You hear a thunk against the window, and you see Pup already, like, a face against the window.
Or Elijah's Gist is, like, really mean, like, if looks could kill.
As he's just, like, pressed against the window, you see his eyebrows wiggle. And then you see him immediately get pulled away by Sienna.
Speaking of the devil?
Abby just kind of laughs a little bit. And then you notice something as she's laughing. You see a magic circle kind of appear below her for a moment. It's kind of faint, but it appears to look like that moon you saw in the Land of the Dead.
Lorelai kind of just looks down, tilting her head curious.
And then she just kind of stops and looks down. What? And then you see it start to vanish.
You had a moon.
A moon?
You were laughing and a moon showed up.
Oh, and she looks down. That's weird. Huh.
Hold on. Lorelai goes inside.
What? She'll watch you as you go inside.
Pop, come here.
If Pop goes, my time has come, and runs over towards you.
She like kneels down at Pop and looks at him straight in the eye. I'm like, I need you to make her laugh.
I can do that. And he nods. And then you see him just kind of like run around in a circle a moment, and he goes, I need momentum, and then he just slams against the window, and you see Abby look towards the window, and then and she starts covering her mouth. And you can't see the face that Pup is making, but Abby is laughing like so hard. And then
at this point, yeah, Lorelai's looking for the moon.
You see the moon appear below her very brightly, and then you see her take the form of the Grim. And then she looks towards you, and then you see her look down, and then you hear a strange echoey voice in your mind going, oh, that's weird. She goes, oh, that's even weirder. She kind of bounces back a little bit as she's kind of like looking around.
You apparently can take the form while laughing.
I wonder why.
She
looks towards you.
I don't know.
Huh.
Lorelai's even baffled by this. She's like, okay, that's the one way to change.
Huh.
But I wonder if we can make it to where you don't have to laugh.
Maybe. I guess that could be part of our training, then. She just smiles a little bit towards you as you hear that voice in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have a question, though. How do I change back?
That's another good question.
And then we move to Ash and Iggy.
That's another good question.
Ash and Iggy, you are currently at the library in Torres's van. Torres looks towards you both and just nods. Okay, so we think that the bees, we'll call them, are in the actual library. We don't think they've made it to the archive yet because we haven't heard any news about it yet. No alarms have gone off yet. Okay. It doesn't mean they're not making their way towards it. And then he'll move and pull out a roll of paper and you see him open up a map. And he points towards the building. It's a full layout of the library. And he taps the main building and says, this is the library. And then he'll point towards a tunnel and goes, and there is a secret entrance that goes down into the below area that also comes back up into the archive. So that is how Foundation members go between the two areas and also look inconspicuous.
So how do we go to that tunnel?
The problem would become, if you go through the tunnel, it's basically opening a door for the bees. So you would have to proceed with caution. I don't think that they want you to open it out without a full plan.
Right, okay.
But you would need a pin from the organization.
Oh, of course.
Excuse me.
I mean, if anybody found it and could open the door, we'd be in shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so hopefully they haven't... You said they haven't gone that far yet, so...
We haven't heard any alarm bells. There's actually an alarm system within the archives.
Gotcha. Mm. All right, so we just gotta somehow draw them out. Then hopefully they're still somewhere in the main library.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's gonna be like fishing. Except one of us is gonna have to be the lure.
And also it's bees and not fish.
You know what I mean.
Can you smile a bit? Though, right. Do be cautious, because if it is like a hive, that means that there could be multiple areas.
So, Iggy,
what?
Do you want to be the lure or the fishing rod?
Either sound really bad.
You not like bugs?
I really don't like bugs.
Why not?
All right.
They give me the creeps like that.
All right, fine.
Time to face a fear. All right, well,
I'll go in ahead. I'll make sure to try to lure the bugs with the book. And then I'll run my ass over to you, and you hold the bag.
Are we sure this is the smartest plan?
No, not at all.
What would Lorelei say to this plan?
Kick down a door and just kick their asses.
I do not know if you can kick bees' asses.
I really don't want to try to kick a bee's ass.
How would you kick a bee's individual ass?
I don't know.
Without getting stung.
No, I'm asking what you think Lorelei would think of this plan.
She would think it's a horrible plan.
Okay. But we got no other ideas, so let's... Wait, quick, before we ask, like, what time is it right now?
It is probably around 3 p.m.
Okay, so there is still people in the library, most likely.
Yes.
Oh, so we gotta be also very conspicuous.
Right. So no magic. Mm-hmm. No weird powers.
We gotta make sure it's empty, because it's gonna be really weird learning about a bunch of book-eating bugs when there's people around.
Fire alarm?
Huh. Actually, that could work.
Right, well, I will wait here for you because I realized you have no other ride.
Yep.
Sure. Thank you.
Nuts.
And, yeah. We need someone to put the bags in as soon as we get the bugs in, so...
Well, you have singular bag. You shouldn't need more bags. That should fit all of them. Unless there's a million in there.
I really don't want to think about it.
I'm sure that they didn't reproduce that much.
He swats the air.
Also, we do call them bees for a reason, so do be careful. They do sting. They have stingers.
So along with the whole spitting words into your head, they also have stingers?
Yes.
Biggie swats the air again.
As A giggles to themselves.
For real estate.
All right. Well, let's try to find a fire alarm then and try to empty out the building.
Have a good time.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun throwing me in the castle, Dad. He says as you all get out of the van. Anyway,
it's a library, though.
It was a quote from a movie. Okay, bye. Close the store.
Alright, I guess we go in and do this thing?
Okay.
What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, fuck, Jesus.
The worst could happen comes home with stingers.
Exactly.
Alright, so you both head into the library. It is still pretty crowded, as you know, the end of the break is tomorrow, so everybody's returning to school tomorrow. So a few people are in there. You can see some students, some university students and some high school students, some not from your class and a few actually from your class. You actually see Jax and Ethan are currently sitting at one of the tables and they are working on, it looks like, last minute homework.
Iggy turns like away from me. I was like, I don't want to know I'm here yet. Last thing I need is to undraw attention.
You just hear Jax just go to Ethan. No, bro, you need to carry the X over to the other side. And then Ethan just goes, bro. And then he nods and he starts to kind of work on the math.
Yeah, that's the thing. Ethan's more into history and the and cultures part of school, so it's kind of his weak point.
You ever wonder how he passes his French class?
Oh. Iggy pauses.
Libra.
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 That's something entirely different.
Anyway, so I guess Iggy will try. He's gonna try to stay inconspicuous for now because he doesn't want people to know he's here right now.
Okay. Roll an act under pressure.
Oh, great.
You thought you were going to get out of that with just no rolls?
I was hoping it wouldn't actually roll this whole game.
This is Monster of the Week! We picked this game so we could roll more.
Eight.
An eight. So as you... I get to give you a hard choice or something can happen, and then you can pick if you want to keep going. If you continue, you might be able to sneak past Ethan and Jax, but... you will cause a little bit of a scene still. Ethan and Jax won't notice you.
I'll go for it.
Okay. So as you are sneaking and being very cautious, your eyes just on Jax and Ethan, like, not even leaving, you realize you hit something a little harder than you anticipated, and you knock over a whole stack of books. And you see three people look over towards you as the librarian just goes, ugh. Really?
Sorry.
He just shakes his head towards you as you start walking. He starts picking him up, mumbling to himself.
Good, now the librarian's a little distracted. I'm gonna go find a fire alarm.
Here's the problem, though. I gave him a harder choice, so I'm not gonna make it that easy. He's in front of the fire alarm.
Shit.
You think I was gonna make that easy?
You know, it always just throws a bone.
I'm the keeper.
If anything, she takes bones away from us. Iggy's gonna try to, like, see what Ash is looking, looking at. Is like, okay, he's gonna try to, like, help the librarian and trying to keep him away from looking from where Ash is trying to go.
Ash, roll an act under pressure.
By the way, on an unrelated note, can I say that I talked to Torres about that thing we were talking about?
I was hoping you would do something more, but I guess so.
Okay.
Can I roll to help out then?
Iggy, go ahead and roll a help out action first.
Yeah, no, I think I'll play that later as far as the other thing.
Nope!
Okay!
How many rerolls we got?
It should be in the actual thing.
We have six.
Go for it.
Would you guys mind if I... Okay, yeah.
Do it.
Now have five.
Nope. It's meant to be.
All right. So as you are help... actually, I think you still have to roll at Ash, but you do not have the bonus. So go ahead and roll act under pressure. In fact, I'm going to give you a minus one.
Oh, God. It's going to be...
act under pressure.
Act under pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Minus one?
Yep.
Minus one.
13!
Okay, you are on something tonight, sir.
I know, like, man.
You are so lucky.
Woo.
Are you? What are you on?
Can I have some?
Did my friend Raz give you her luck?
All right, so Ash, as you move towards the fire alarm, Iggy, you try to help out, but you keep dropping books. So it's distracting.
Like, that's how he's, yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's distracting, and so, but he's just like, stop, and he just takes one from you, and like, I got it. He's just stacking
them. Okay, fine.
And then, yeah, what do you want to do, Ash?
Pull it.
You want to pull it?
Pull it.
Do me a solid. Just roll me 2d6.
Oh, god damn.
Oh, no.
This is not a move.
Okay.
That's I know, that's why I'm worried.
Just do it for me. Do it for me.
Uh-huh.
Do it just for little old me.
Seven.
A seven?
A seven.
One sec.
We're doing math in roll 20.
Math.
Oh, that's unheard of.
In my tabletop game, it's more likely than you think. So I wanted to do a little bit of a test. I wanted you to roll, and then I was going to roll against that to see if the fire alarm worked. And if I won, it wouldn't work. And if you won, it would work. You rolled a seven. I rolled an eight.
You've got to be.
Damn it! It's hitting me.
So as you pull it, it doesn't go off. You don't get caught, though, so I'm not going to make you get, like, caught or anything.
So, like, I just exchange a really, like, confused, silent glance at Iggy.
I like to imagine, like, Ash is, like, going and putting it back up and down, like...
Yeah. As you are pulling it up and down, you actually notice that, one time you move it down, there's actually a spider web that's kind of, like, in there. So you assume that maybe a spider had crawled in and broken it.
Oh, God. Oh.
That is not up to code.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Old Will Bridge.
This is a fire hazard.
Enjoy
welcome to Old Will Branch.
Well, do you know it's actually a monster spider?
It's a monster spider.
Shut up.
No, they already had one of those. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it would be one more.
One more won't hurt.
It's a spider princess.
Oh, you tell them all. Day.
That's beautiful. Next mystery. Next mystery.
Okay. Right. Well, Iggy's like...
Fire alarm did not work.
Fuck. She... Cock. Damn it. Okay. All right.
Damn, you said you love Chance. Here we are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I...
Plan B.
Fuck, I don't have a plan B.
I mean, there's more like... than one... Fire alarm.
No, this is the irony. Yeah, exactly. Fuck, I gotta go find another one.
There was more than one fire alarm. It's just that this one will not work. I would not. Okay. This one does not work.
It's still a hazard.
Yeah.
After we're done here, Iggy's gonna have a stern talking to the head librarian.
How did you know it doesn't work?
I tripped and accidentally grabbed it.
Looks
I
around.
Mean, look at
well,
it.
It's like LA Noir where you see the guy like I tripped and fell, and then their eyes just go everywhere.
All right, I need to go find another one.
Okay, roll investigate a mystery.
Investigate a mystery. Where is my? Don't I have a thing for that? Hang on.
I don't know.
No. Oh, no, I just have an advanced.
I don't think you kept the, I've read about this or something.
No, I did.
Oh, but that doesn't apply to this.
No, it's something different. Mm. Okay, and yes!
All right, you can ask me.
Today, dude.
You can ask me two questions, two general questions, or one very specific question.
Okay, let's see here. Well, that's not going to help what magic was done here. No. Let's see.
And you know what magic was done here? My magic.
Your magic. And since I have advanced, I get an extra question too, so let's see.
Oh yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Goodness, that's where's the nearest, most inconspicuous fire alarm?
Right, exactly.
That's a very specific question, so that'll be one.
Uh-huh.
So, for the very specific question, and then you can ask a general question after that.
So I can ask it another specific or general.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So as you are looking around, you find a fire drill map, you know, when the fire alarm goes off where the evacuation locations are. And you do see the location of one, which appears to be back in one of the old sections, which is kind of roped off. They actually have it where there's a drawn pencil line that says no entry allowed.
Well, A was never one to listen to rules, so...
Hmm?
A was never one to listen to rules.
No, that's why. Ash. That's why I told you that one.
Yeah.
Your second question.
Is there an easier way to get everybody out?
Is there an easier way to get everyone out? I mean, no. I think you came up with the best one to use the fire alarm. Okay. Any reason to get them to evacuate would probably be the best course of action. Other than waiting for the library to close.
Okay. All right. Well, since I know I'm now armed with that knowledge, I'm going to go ahead and no entry myself into the entryway.
All right. So you're going to head on your way towards.
Or entry myself into no entryway. That's.
Are you giving a hint to Iggy so that Iggy knows?
Yeah, I'm just nodding over like towards that no entry area.
Iggy, roll a sharp check for me.
Oh fuck.
Welcome to my game of monster.
Thank God I don't have that negative anymore. But let's see. My rolling's been crap today. Yep.
God damn.
Would you like to use a reroll?
Just once, yeah, sure.
Go for it.
Four rerolls left.
Fucking Jesus.
You gotta be. He's rolling like a god, and I'm rolling like shit. Do I still get the mark experience for that?
Yes, you do. That was a sharp check, so yes.
Well, okay.
All right.
I'm so upset right now. Like, hates you today.
So, as Ash is just like nodding and then moving his head in that direction, you're like, is this neck hurt? What's going on? And then your eyes move to the fire alarm, and you see a spider leg kind of come out, and you see another spider leg, and you see the spider actually coming out. It's a small spider. It's not a giant spider. It's just a decent-sized spider. Your eyes just can't look away from it.
Yeah, he's stuck. He's like, frozen in fear right now.
Ash, you just see Iggy, like, frozen in fear.
Never mind. Just go.
You're like, you start walking. All right.
So, hey, nobody got time for that.
So you're separating.
I guess we are.
Good.
He's not going closer to that thing.
Yeah.
All right. Ash, you head over towards the section off area. You see that there's currently like a police tape. It's not really police tape. It's just what they had on hand.
Caution tape.
It's probably like the Halloween caution tape that you could buy at the dollar store when it's Halloween.
Right.
They just use it there. So it's the no entry point.
Mm-hmm.
And I want, if you're going to sneak in there, I want you to roll Act Under Pressure.
Okay.
Because you're breaking the law.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you a harder choice. Okay. If you do this, you will sneak in, but you will only have a little bit of time to get in there and get out. And you have no idea if this fire alarm works or not.
Okay. I'm just going to have to risk it.
All right. Risky business. You got it. So you sneak in. And you immediately move quickly to the fire alarm. Roll 2d6 for me.
I swear to God.
Oh, God.
I gotta make things entertaining.
6.
Oh,
oh
no.
That's not even fun with that.
All I have to do is roll more than a 6?
Jesus.
It was a 7.
It's a 5.
Oh,
what?
My God.
It's a 5.
What?
My bad luck spread.
It's a
5.
Alright.
You got lucky there.
God.
Whose side are you on?
The side of chaos.
No, because that's good. That means I beat the score and it worked.
Yeah. Alright. So you pull the fire alarm and it immediately starts to ring throughout the whole area. You're kind of snapped out of your fear at hearing the fire alarm. So you can hear the wee, like that really loud, annoying noise. So everybody starts kind of like wondering what's going on.
Is there a cat around here?
And they start picking up their books and like grumbling a little bit. And then the librarian has to tell them, leave your books, you'll be here when you get back in. And they're starting to wave them out.
Yeah, you guys are going to like kind of head at the back and make sure no one sees him. That way he can...
Yeah, roll an Act Under Pressure to sneak back.
Why did I say that?
Does it help that the alarm's going on and people are not paying attention to him? Damn it.
Because the librarian is actively making sure everybody's leaving.
Oh, the librarian.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yes.
Okay. It's acting under pressure, right?
Oh, boy.
Yes, please.
Oh boy. Real quick. I'm enjoying listening to this.
this.
Are you not entertained? Welcome to my chaotic game. Are you not entertained?
Iggy.
Come on.
I'm waiting for you. God damn it.
One more time.
Okay, good.
One of these days has got a freaking pass.
You have 3 rerolls left.
We haven't needed rerolls at all except for Iggy, so please, by all means. Fuck! Fucking fuck!
And we'll resolve that when we come back from the break. So we'll be back in about 8 minutes. Go get a drink. Go get a snack. Whatever you need.
So
we'll be right back. By the way, it was a 6 in case you didn't know. So we'll be right back.
Fucking mad. Well, I'm going to level up.
We need a breather. We'll be right back. I want you to know.